Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Ready Church on YouTube. Today we will be talking about one of the biggest idols in your house, and that's your TV. We're going to talk about, you know, how so many things have changed just because of you having that big old idol right there in your house. I remember listening to Pastor David Wilkerson some years ago talking about, you know, this idol, and I guess a lot of people just thought he was just talking, but as we can look and see today, that is the very largest thing that the enemy is using today against the body of Christ. How in the world could all these ministers change and turn the way they have, except for they had to have something to bring them on one accord? And that is that big old TV right there in the middle of your living room. You know, and today, you know, pastors are like the children of Israel. They're stubborn and self-willed and determined to indulge into the sins of this world, you know, the heathen, you know, of this world. You know, but Jesus is soon to come, and we can see all the signs. I mean, I tell you, someone had called me and told me about the BET award, and they was like, Lord have mercy. They might as well have been looking at the sinners, you know, versus what they're calling the so-called gospel. They said that was not the gospel. And I just looked at a little bit of it, and I had to turn away. I mean, I was looking at it so I could warn you of some of the things that I saw taking place, but I'm telling you, the word of God said, he that's holy, let him be holy still, and he that are filthy, let him be filthy still. And we're seeing a lot of filth going out in the airway in today's society. Jeremiah 6:21 says, this is what God is saying, I will lay a stumbling block. Are you there, or should I give you a chance to get there? It said, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay a stumbling block before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them, and the neighbor and his friend shall perish. I'm telling you, everything is going down but the word of God. I'm telling you, it is a time of judgment. It's on its way. We can see it all around about us. I'm telling you, people are being deceived by the biggest thing, the biggest object in the middle of your floor right now, in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever your television is. You know, the devil didn't really let you know that this is really like a hell's vision for you. You know, we must keep our focus in this last hour. Your vision, your sight, you must keep it focused on the word of God, because distractions, and it's called television, you know, it wants to take your vision away from you. It is using, they are using it to deter you away from seeking God. You know, it's one of the greatest curses in your house, you know, is that television, you know, to, you know, a lot of people joking, and I mean, they just got so much going on, you know, today in the so-called gospel arena. They You look around, there's all types of shows and games and, you know, just so much stuff to take your mind away from the presence of God. And the devil has used that to deceive the body of Christ. I mean, you know, they start out with Tyler Perry with the joking, and you know, and this young man has a lot of issues. And you can tell that he has a lot of issues by the things that he had said, you know, years ago. But you should not be laughing and joking. This is no laughing and joking matter in this last and evil days. I'm telling you, the devil is at work, and he's going in full force. And you look at the church today, and you wonder, who is the church? Where is the church? Where is Christ's body today? I mean, the television, you know, giving people all these ideals and stuff. And with all this, I mean, it's just so much stuff that every time I come on, I want to talk about, because I'm telling you, I'm just angry with what I see in the body of Christ. I mean, the television is showing people and giving them ideas of murder and, you know, and rape and all this stuff that's going on outside of the body of Christ should be drawing the church to get to work and to help people. That's what we're supposed to be doing, is sharing the good news. But the church is a powerless church today. I mean, this television is teaching the kids how to kill their own parents. I mean, never have I heard so much violence, you know, and it's filling the land once again, just like it did in the book of Genesis when it talks about the violence that's filling the land. Look around, your children not acting the same. I mean, they stubborn and they rebellion, and I mean, just some of everything is going on, and you never heard so much mess going on in the house of God. Instead of the church drawing the world is drawing the church. The church look worse than the world. When you look around and you see pastors' wives with their breasts out and their hip out and everything is just out, and even some of the people that's in the world have more respect for themselves than these so-called pastors and leaders that's supposed to be leading people in the path of righteousness for Jesus' name's sake. But we look around, I mean, it's just so much that the church need to be doing that we're not doing, because they went to sleep. And when you went to sleep and then you woke up and you thought that this was a reality show, but I'm telling you, real life is reality. We don't need these so-called ministers and preachers to get up on these reality shows. And I mean, my God, where has the church headed today? I'm telling you, it's like, you know, the children of Israel, you know, soon as God brought them out, they turned back. And we see a lot of people that God has brought them out, and we've testified to these things. We've testified to the world and supposed to have been an example to the world, and now they looking at you, and your testimony has changed. You have changed. You're no longer the same. The word of God that you once stood for, you're no longer standing. The world has bewitched you. Someone, it has to be a person to bewitch you, to change your mind. You know, he had placed Adam and Eve in the garden, had already given them instructions on what they were to do once they was in the garden, but they let that subtle deceit, that demon, that serpent come and talk to their mind. And today, that is the same thing that's going on in the house of God today. The devil is talking to your mind. He's telling you that the things that were once wrong are now right. Oh, what a deception. Oh, what a deceiver the devil is. And it is just time for the church to rise up and get back to seeking God like never before, turning your plate down and sacrificing stuff from your flesh, and so you can hear from God in this last hour. I'm telling you, time is winding up and time is running out, and we can see it by all the signs that we see today. It's like walking in Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm telling you, what the word of God said was wrong is now right. Oh, what a shame the body of Christ is in. I'm telling you. And then you hear people say, well, there's got to be balance. Well, balance is a code word for a divided heart. I want to tell you today, that's exactly what it is. They're using that as balance, you know, as a lukewarm, to be a lukewarm Christian, to hold on to these so-called idols, you know. And then you look around and you look in the church, and I'm telling you, they're worshiping these leaders and them putting down the Bible and them putting down the Word of God, and they're lifting up man today, you know. And we know that Jesus was tempted too. He already set the example for us when the enemy comes to talk to you and to talk to your mind, because that's where the battle is in your mind today. He comes to rob, to steal, and to kill you and to destroy you and to offer you things that you should have said no, but you yield to it. Your flesh was hungry for the things of this world, but Jesus had already been our example. When the enemy came to offer him these things, he told the devil, it is written. He told him what the Word of God said. But today, no. People have turned away and walked away from truth, and now walking with blinders on. Everybody's walking around. You may see them with their eyes open, but their mind is closed to the things of God. They have been bewitched. And who has bewitched you on today that you should not obey the truth, the Word of God? Everything else is going down but the Word of God. It said, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I'm telling you, there is going to be like a day of quicksand. I'm telling you, it's working really quick, and people are going to go down like quicksand in this last hour. But it don't have to be you, you know. And I was reading in the book of Samuel, you know, talking about, you know, how they wanted a king. And you look around and you see how people just wanted Obama. He just came out of nowhere. Nobody even knew anything really about this man. And you look and you see people worshiping him, and they was crying. And I mean, oh my goodness, like they saw Jesus come down from heaven. I mean, I still have some of the pictures where, you know, I go back and I look and I said, Lord, oh, what a deceiver and what deception has come. And this young man said, a change has come. Oh, yes, what a change has come. And it has come not only to the world, but it has come to the body of Christ, that they are no longer believing truth. They are no longer walking in truth. They have been deceived. They have been bewitched. It's like someone has been hypnotized and possessed by the hands of the enemy. Everything that this young man stands for is abomination, just like his name. You know, I mean, he's going for abortion. And what do the Bible say about that? It said, thou shalt not kill. And then we have homosexuality. He even set a time and a date for them to, you know, to celebrate. And what did the Word of God say? We must stand on the Word of God, because everything else is going down but the Word of God. And we must stand. And the Word of God said, having all done all, continue to stand. We must put on the armor of God in this last day. You must cover your mind, and you must cover your heart, and you must have on your belt of righteousness, and you must put on your feet, you know, you must put your shoes on. You are in a war. It's like it being in a war zone. It's for your mind to kill you, to steal, and to destroy you. You do not know where the minefields are. You do not know where the grenades are. One wrong move can blow your life away. But I'm telling you, but you can get into the Word of God and seek God like never before. Turn that TV off. Turn that TV off in that living room, in that bedroom, and gather your family around and begin to pray and begin to repent and do like David said. He said, create in me, God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I'm telling you, the body of Christ needs to repent and turn away from their wickedness in this last hour, because the enemy, he knows he has but a short time, and he's running out of time. That's why he's blind the church. And they come out with this gospel idols. We should have known even by the topic, gospel idols. God told us us not to have no idols. We shouldn't have any idols. But these people was hungry, and they never seek God's face for real. Oh, it was just a pretender. They were just a pretender. You grew up in the house of God, but you never had a relationship with him. Because I'm telling you, when Christ comes in, you know he brings about a change. He will make everything be known unto you. As you continue to seek his face, you would have discernment to know that this is a trick of the enemy that has come into the house of God to destroy the body of Christ. Oh, what a shame. You look around and all these pastors, and you begin to look and see where they once was, and you see where they are today, and you know you did not see no pastor walking around with this Catholic garb on, got a hat on your head that's looking like a dunce hat, meaning dumb, dumb, dumb. And I'm telling you, that's where it looks like the church has headed, to dumbness, you know. But God said, I'll make you wise. And you know, he want us to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove on today. But we better seek God's face like never before. Seek God for your family. Seek God for yourself, because time is winding up. And oh yes, Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready church. We must be like the five wise. We must have oil in our lamps on today. And we must not be like the five foolish that had no oil in their lamps. They stopped reading, and they stopped praying, and they stopped seeking God, and their mind began to idle, and they thought they had plenty of time, you know. But sometimes you can go too far and stay too long and get back too late. So while the blood is running warm in your vein, and you still got the activities of your limbs, and you can still seek God like never before, you better hurry, hurry, hurry up and seek God and get back in line with the word of God, and get your mind back on the word of God, and get your face out of from under that TV. I'm telling you, it is a tool that the devil has used to go all around the world. And even these so-called gospel ministries that was once preaching the gospel, had preachers up there preaching the gospel. They're no longer preaching the gospel. They're preaching about prosperity, and they having these lines and got people running up. Okay, how many can I get $1,000 from? How many can I get $500 from? And oh my goodness, and the ones will only have a dollar or a dime. I tell you, you won't be blessed, not for them. You won't be blessed. But thank God that Jesus has not said that. And it's only man's word to say that you shall not prosper. That's not what the word of God said. He said, seek ye first his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things that you desire shall be added up unto you. I'm telling you, you better run for your life. I'm telling you, you better turn your plate now and seek God like never before, because the enemy, all he wants is your worship. And we can see the church today is giving them their worship. I'm telling you, that is what's going on with this BET and all this mess that you're seeing, that the church is turning from the truth and turn into, you know, to the things of this world system, you know. No, no, no. You better run like never before, because everything is getting in line for the mark of the beast, for the false prophet and the beast to come on the scene. I'm telling you, the Antichrist spirit is already here. Antichrist means to be against God, and we can see it today. Nobody wants you to talk about the name of Jesus. A lot of people not even calling on the name of Jesus. You ask them what church do they belong to, first thing they do is holler up the pastor's name. But it's not about him, it's about Jesus. He said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. I'm telling you, you better get in a hurry for your soul. The enemy is after your soul. You got to look at it like you're walking through a minefield today, and you better walk straight and walk on that straight and narrow path, which is the word of God. It's your only hope. Everything else is going down but the word of God. You can stand on the promises of God, and it is, you know, and this is his word on today. I'm telling you, I stay filled up when I see what's taking place, and when I see how far the church has came, and look where the church is today. I'm telling you, God is still a healer. God is still a deliverer. God is still saving souls. All his power is not diminished. He is still Almighty God. And then you look on these BET and all that, all you see is them worshiping man, and oh, the king and the queen of gospel. But I tell you today, it is only one King of kings and Lord of lords, and that is Jesus Christ himself. And he's coming soon. And you better run like never before and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Deliver me from this wickedness that's taking place in this world today. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. And Jesus is the only one that can make you whole on today. But you better seek his face like never before. I know they said that this gospel now is old gospel, and you don't have to talk about Jesus and talk about his name and talk about what he's done and what he can do. But that's what the gospel is. The gospel comes. It is the good news to tell you that God is still a deliverer. God is still a healer. God can deliver you, and he can heal your body from cancer that may be eating your body away. But God, he can heal your body on today. All you have to do is to believe in his word and trust in his word and seek his word and seek his face like never before and turn from your wicked ways on today. I'm telling you, don't let the devil fool you today. God bless you until we meet again. This is the Ready Church signing off. God love you. I love you. And stay encouraged. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God. For we realize that everything else is going down but the word of God. We know that in the word of God, we have a hiding place on today. We know that there is no one greater than you on today. And we thank you for it on today. And we pray for the listeners today, God, that you will touch their hearts and that you will draw man's heart back to you, God, like never before, to cry loud and despair not and to lift up our voices like a trumpet in the last and evil day, for we see the soon coming King is on his way back. God bless you, Ready Church.